You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. We are back in our homes.
Yeah, no more hotels.
Yeah. We had intended to record on the day after our doubleheader there, but it did not happen, obviously.
Anybody that shoots two weddings in a weekend will understand that you have big plans and then you're like just dog tired afterwards, so you don't want to do anything.
No, didn't work. So
I think I was tired for like 3 days after that.
Honestly, I had the biggest wedding hangover. Like I ended up sick and had to go on antibiotics and it was chaotic.
I just like took me like 3 whole days to just like, I don't know, get back into your routine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just back into routine now. And I have like 2 more weddings to go to this weekend. I'm only shooting one, but I'm going to 2. So I'm going to be all, it's going to be like the same thing all over again.
Ugh, nuts. Well, I guess let's recap what we did this past weekend. So Jordan, you had a bit different of a weekend, hey?
Oh yeah. I was like, what did I do?
Yeah.
See, I'm so out of it right now. No, I had a wedding, but I was like, I got to be a bridesmaid. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
For one of my close friends. It was honestly, it's fun to be like a part of it. Like, I mean, I get to see all the stuff that we do and I know what's about to happen because I do it all the time. But like actually like standing up for somebody and like getting ready in the morning and like the party part, because usually we have to leave at like 10 o'clock. We don't get to stay all night and party. It was really, really fun and refreshing. I definitely let loose. Stayed up way too late.
Yeah.
Feet hurt a little bit. But it was fun. Like, so.
Aww. It's good. That's so good, though. It's kind of nice to remember what it's like being a guest at a wedding and not just like working a wedding.
It's a nice reminder. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So. I feel like I haven't attended a wedding any years. Well, I think I attended one in like 2022.
That's still years ago. That's like 3 years ago.
I know. It's so weird. But it's nice though to have that reminder. But yeah, I had a wedding this weekend. It was kind of chaotic because of the weather. Like July really threw us for a loop with the weather.
Like, I know.
With fires, with rain and heat. Like we had the doubleheader in the heat wave. Literally hottest.
Oh, God.
Hottest weekend.
Me and Sarah both had like sweat dripping off of us all weekend.
And the humidity was insane. Like it was just so hot. Like I think we probably had, I don't know what the definition of heat stroke is, but I think we were pretty
heat
close
stroke.
To it. Yeah. And took days to recover. And then last weekend it was like all morning pouring rain. Overcast, disgusting weather. And then as soon as the ceremony started, that wedding, it was like not beautiful, but like the rain stopped. It was still really cold and windy, but like the night before we had like 90 kilometer an hour winds, like insanity. But
wind is nice, but like when it's not that windy, it's not, no.
Like the bride said they were doing their rehearsal the night before on the Friday when they had 90 kilometer an hour winds, and they had bubble boys instead of flower girls, and the little boys were getting blown over because it was so windy and it was on the side of a hill. Isn't that crazy? So these little boys were just like falling over, but the wind was fine. It was like a little windy, but nothing like the day before because it was nuts. But it was a really amazing wedding, beautiful, but we had fun.
I think before we get into like our topics for the day.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Jasper.
Oh, because
I don't want to because I'll probably cry, but I don't know. I really feel for everybody like rescheduling weddings or even just like in the midst of like, I mean, first of all, I feel bad for everybody living in Jasper that has to leave, because I definitely know how they feel with, like, myself having to be evacuated last year. And, like, I know what it's like. But I think everybody that's lived close, or even anybody in Alberta, like, Jasper is such a special place in our heart, I feel like, for a lot of people. And just to see that, like, there's nothing we can really do but, like, watch it go through this is really sad. And so I feel for everybody.
It's heartbreaking.
I mean, I know it's natural, and I know that, like, there's nothing we can do. But I literally, like, cried.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's awful. Do you have any weddings that are affected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this next weekend, but the weekend after. I was supposed to have one in Jasper. So
then what are they doing? Hinton.
Oh, we're gonna do it. They're doing it in Hinton now, which is still really beautiful, and there's beautiful mountain spots we can go to.
Yeah.
But I just feel for everybody. They're taking it really, really strong. So I'm, like, really excited to extra specially, like, celebrate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Where in Jasper were they supposed to have it?
On the airstrip, which is one of the places that got burnt up, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've been telling people this, but, like, I went on that solo camping trip to Jasper this year.
Yeah.
And I go all the time, but I've never, like, taken the time to, like, go to all my spots and photograph them.
Yeah.
But this last time I went, I did. I went to all my photo spots. I went to, like, 20 different spots, photographed them all, made a location guide. And I am pretty sure that, like, half of them are gone.
Yeah.
Which makes me really sad. But it also is nice to know that, like, I, for some reason, it's almost like I knew that I needed to, like, go photograph it. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's really tripping me out, honestly.
But, and the fact that you did that trip, like, a month before this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one camp spot I stayed at, it's in the direct path, so I think it got burnt. I'm not sure, but, like, yeah.
That's insane.
My other little secret spot, I'm, like, literally sitting here praying that it's okay, because it's such a beautiful little haven, and it's, like, my favorite little spot in Jasper. But I just feel for everybody living there.
It's heartbreaking.
Wanting to do a shoot there.
Yeah.
I don't, no one knows when we're going to be back, and
All
animals.
I know. There's so many things, like, that's just so heartbreaking about it.
Yeah. It is, like, kind of nice to see everybody's support, and they're, like, posting all their Jasper pictures. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see, like, how many people, it's a little special place too.
But. Yeah, totally. How many people love it and how special it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's just so awful.
Really sad.
Yeah. Well,
anyways,
on a lighter note, where do we want to begin? Do we want to talk about, like, we kind of were hoping for this episode to kind of, we wanted to talk about double headers since we did one together last weekend. And we also wanted to talk about hybrid coverage because we also did that last weekend. We really went for it. We were so drained.
I think let's start off with just double headers in general.
Yeah,
we'll start off with our photography listeners, I guess. We'll give you guys just the lowdown.
Yeah, and for brides too. Like, I think sometimes I wonder if brides get anxious if they know you have a double header and, like, what they think of it. So I think we kind of can explain from a bride's perspective, like, what does it mean when your photographer has more than one wedding in a weekend?
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What should we talk about first? Let's talk about maybe the first step of a double header is, like, preparing yourself for the double header before anything happens, before you leave for the first wedding, even leave your house. Maybe let's start with, like, what goes into that? Because, I mean, it's very similar to just getting ready for a wedding. And I think there's a few different things that.
Yeah. I think, like, the main thing is, like, you know, you prep for your wedding day, but you have to know, okay, that night when I get home, I have to import all my cards. I have to back up all my stuff. And then you have to recharge your batteries. Like, is that kind of what you approach it with, or what do you approach?
I even was talking about, like, packing and, like, just your mindset of, like, packing for it. So, like, I don't know, like, when you leave, like, you need to think about, even for me, when I came and shot this wedding for you, I brought one battery charger.
Yeah.
For six batteries, it's like I could have brought two chargers to charge at the same time, but instead I had to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning changing my batteries and waking up and flipping them in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. So making sure that, like, I mean, honestly, like, I think packing more than you need to is, like,
yeah,
it oh, sounds because stupid because, like, you don't want to carry it around, but
you have to think, if you don't have time that night to charge your something, you have to have everything for the 2 days, making sure you have enough gigabytes on all your cards and a fresh set of cards, extra hard drives. Yes.
And sorry, and your hard drives. Cause I don't think people think about that when they're like, oh, no. I got to shoot a wedding, like take my laptop, take my hard drive. But does your hard drive have enough space to back up your photos? Mm-hmm. Cause if it doesn't, that's not great.
No. Yeah. And you should keep like, you have to have extra cards because you take out those, you go to your one wedding, your cards are probably full and you put it on the hard drive, but you want to keep those files still on that card because you only have one backup because you have your hard drive and then you have your mm-hmm. cards. So if you format your cards, you only have your hard drive and you need at least 2 backups if you're not doing like offline somewhere. And I think people would be like, oh, I'll put it on my hard drive and format my cards. Don't do that. Have extra cards.
No, I never format my cards until I deliver the wedding. Same, so I will leave them full. Like if I fill a card, it's staying full for 2 months until that wedding's mm-hmm. delivered. Cause it's like the scariest thing to me to do that.
So I think gear is like number one for double headers. Make sure you have enough gear.
Even like extra flashes, extra like batteries we talked about, mm-hmm. extra
clothes,
lots of clothes. Like making sure that when you're packing, you're not just packing for one wedding, you're packing for 2. And if that means bringing extra stuff, bring extra stuff because mm-hmm. you're not like, other than carrying it around, like you're not going to be mad at yourself if you need it and you have extra things.
With that, like the number one thing is have a plan. You know, you have your gear, you have all your extra stuff, but when you're done that wedding, have a plan of how am I going to back up? How am I going to, and you're exhausted after weddings. So you have to say, okay, I have to be awake enough to make sure I import the right cards and, you know, put them in the computer and put them in a safe place. And having a safe space for those files mm-hmm. and cards when you're not home. So like for us, we went to Red Deer and then a small town in Saskatchewan. So we were driving, you know, we weren't home. We weren't at my house. So we got home that night in Red Deer, imported all of our stuff. And we had a lot of stuff to import because we had 2 shooters. We had photo and video. So they're big files. And you have audio files. You have, you know, all mm-hmm. these extra things. So we mm-hmm. stayed up for like, 2.5 hours that night, importing all of our stuff, making sure it was backed up, making sure all of the cards were in a safe spot. And my dad actually came the next day and met us in that small town south of where I'm from, and he picked up our hard drives and took them home, and we kept the cards because we wanted to make sure, because like that was a plus 35 day and humid, so we didn't want to leave those in the car. So luckily he came and grabbed them for us. It was only like an hour from where we live, but because we were like, nope, that's not safe.
I think the like talking about that, leaving stuff in the car too,
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing
because like, people could break into your car. There's so many things.
Not even the heat, but say you did all the right stuff and you have your stuff organized, everything's good, and then you have to shoot your next wedding, you leave everything in your car and your truck gets stolen, or
the heat, like I don't know, weird things happens.
Another thing when you're shooting like that, like 2 days back to back, I think making sure you're being healthy and eating healthy, and as 100%. Much as you can, like relaxing,
hydration.
Yeah. Like again, when you're overpacking, make sure you're packing yourself snacks. And this is, I guess, mm-hmm. doesn't have to be when you're leaving the house before your wedding, but like picking up food. We always bring a cooler with us so that we can have like our water cold and mm-hmm. like some snacks and whatever like in it. But that's really important too, because if you burn yourself out that first day, like good luck the next day, right? Like you still have one more day to get through, and it's hard. So you gotta like feel yourself. You gotta feel yourself.
And it's easy to neglect yourself as a wedding photographer, because you know, you're on your feet all day. You don't really get breaks. So you have to make sure you're having that water, make sure you're eating, like, especially when it's on a hot day like that, you need to make sure you're drinking enough water.
And even if it's just, even if it's just protein to get you through the day, that's fine too. Like, I don't know, it just should be something.
Boost needs to sponsor us because we're always talking about Boost.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's how, like, after that doubleheader, we were really trying. We drank our water. We, at any time there was water at the venues, we grabbed them. But I still ended up with a kidney infection after because we were dehydrated, obviously, and not drinking enough water. And, you know, yeah. So that's a good lesson.
I can't believe that.
I know. And honestly, like, that's the only reason I would have gotten one was, you know. But
see, I thought we did pretty good.
We did. Like, we were pounding back water and, like, we had electrolytes. We had, what were they called? I can't remember.
I don't know. But those packets.
We put, like, electrolyte packets in our water. And, but still, yeah. And it was so humid and we were sweating, like, brutal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just a good reminder. Yeah. Yeah, I have a doubleheader again this weekend and I'm, like, not letting that happen.
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah. I've won. Oh my God. Saturday, won Sunday. But they're just photo. Last weekend we did photo video and that was, like, I love doing both, but, like, doing a double header with both was, like, a marathon.
It really
but
is.
But we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought we did pretty good, honestly.
I thought we did great. Jordan killed it, too. Because that was that your first photo video wedding? Those two?
Yeah.
Because Jordan's done video with me before, and obviously we both do photo. But, yeah, that was your first hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? Do you think it's as hard as people make it out to be?
Yes. But
you think?
I feel like for me, I loved it. But if I'm going to do it, I think I have to do one or the other. Like, I don't know. I have, like, a one-track mind sometimes, and I'm just like – it was really good. It keeps you on your toes when you're shooting both, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because you're always, like, adapting and changing. And I feel like I did a really good job with that. But I don't know. You're just, like, a different breed because I don't know if I could do that.
Your brain is just, like, open to two channels almost.
Yes.
And, like, the way Jordan and I did it, I guess we can kind of explain hybrid coverage in this. But for the morning, I was with the girls. Jordan was with the guys on both days. And when we're on our own, we both do photography and we both do videography. So you switch back and forth. The rest of the day, for the most part, actually, like, pretty much all of it, Jordan was video, I was photo.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of to explain it, it's actually a lot easier than people think to do both, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people make it out to be a lot more complicated than it seems because we both carried a continuous, which means a camera that we can set up on a tripod that's rolling at all times. And then we would be handheld. But I think the main thing is you kind of have to do a lot of things twice, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yeah. And I think too, I think really important when you're doing both, I think it's super hard to do it if you don't have a good, huge grasp on your settings.
Yes, that's so true.
Because you have to be changing your settings constantly when you're I mean, at least I found it, not constantly, but I find, like, I know what I like to shoot at. So if I'm, like, taking photos, I know my settings that I want. If I'm doing video, I know the settings that I want. Mm-hmm. So you are kind of constantly always thinking about both things at the same time.
Yeah.
So I feel like it might be a little bit difficult for people if you are still kind of learning the settings. Like, it might be a good way to, like, learn your settings really quick because you're always on your toes switching them and thinking. But I think if you don't have a good handle on that, it might be a little bit more difficult because you're always, like, quickly, and you don't have a lot of time a lot of the times. You're just quickly changing them and you're just snapping, right? Or we're recording.
Yeah.
It's great though. Like, it was fun. And Sarah, like you said, it felt like a lot more when she was explaining it to me and then I did it and I'm like, it's really not as crazy as it sounds, but it definitely is different than just shooting one, which is, I'm just not used to it yet. That's all. Yeah.
And I guess, like, the other thing with it is, it is a lot. Like, if you were a single shooter and you didn't have a second shooter, doing both would be, like, impossible. I don't know.
I think you would miss so much stuff. I think if you're doing a hybrid, it's really key to have two people.
Oh, 100%. And, like, even for the morning, like, we were able to switch back and forth. But if there's ever candid moments, you have to say, okay, do I want photo or video? You know? Because if something is happening like that, you have to decide.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tricky too, if you're on your own versus if you're, like Jordan's doing video, I'm doing photo, or if we decided to switch. Like there was, I think during sunset, I did a couple of video and Jordan did some photo. Like we didn't really do it for that long. It was like 5 minutes, but but still like you kind of have to do it that way. I don't know. There's like Taylor Jackson's a really big educator in the photography space and he'll do like weddings on his own photo and video. And I don't understand how. And sometimes he has like, he'll handhold his video with one camera underneath and then do his photography on the, so he holds like during walking down the aisle, he'll have, hold it with one hand, he'll have video and then the other hand, he'll have photo and not just like, but that he's also shot probably 1,000 weddings. Like he's done so many, true. But
yeah. That blows my mind though. Yeah, that's crazy.
What was your favorite part about hybrid coverage? Did you have something that really stuck out to you or made you want to do it, made you not want to do it?
It's fun to see. I only, doing photos, you only get to see the one version of the moment because you're just taking the photo. But I really love the video side. Like, I just really love seeing it in a video and watching, like, it, the emotion. And you know what? I find actually my favorite part about doing the, like, mix, well, because I was mostly doing video, so I guess.
Yeah.
Video, I guess. But I find when you're doing, when you're shooting video, you're a lot more engaged in the like in the people and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like I just, I felt very like, especially like on the dance floors, I guess, especially because you're literally like in that moment with them and you have to be on the dance floor with them vibing to get the video you want. So I really loved that part because it's really fun to like, for photos, it's the same way. Like you still do have to be on it, I think. But I don't know. It just felt a little bit different because I was like in the moment videotaping it.
And did you find the posing too?
Hey.
Was different, like posing people for video is so different than photo.
Yeah.
Because you have to have like a fluid movement. You can't just say, oh yeah, stand there, put your noses together. Because that's kind of, you know, you have to have more interaction, more, you know.
Oh my God. And shooting video is a whole different beast on your body.
Yeah.
Like, actually, that's not, that's probably the most surprising thing that I found about doing hybrid or like doing video a lot more is that when you're doing video, like with a camera, you can just snap your picture and you don't have to like stand a certain way, I feel like.
Or like with make sure video, it's stable.
Yeah. So with video, you're constantly making sure it's level. So you're always like, always tense on the camera. Yeah. And then you're constantly like either going in or out or like slowly moving. So your body's tense. Yeah. And your arms, like, I feel jacked after that wedding because my arm, my arm is like, no, I literally was driving home and I'm like, wow, I have like a pump in my arm right now. Like, I feel really juicy. But no, because you're almost like tense while you're shooting so that it's totally stable footage.
Yeah.
And it's a lot different. So maybe that's why I should keep doing it so I can get nice arms. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it was pretty surprising though. It was good.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. And Jordan did awesome. And yeah, we have another one in what, a week and a half, 2 weeks that you're shooting hybrid too. So back to Red Deer we go.
It's back in Red Deer. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. Sweet. Like some years you just get, it's weird how things will kind of work out. Like this year I had 2 Red Deer weddings, never shot a Red Deer wedding before this year. Like it always seems to just do random things. One thing we didn't really talk about was what it means as a client if your photographer is shooting hybrid. So I think one thing that we kind of talked about in our other episode is when you're doing a double header, you kind of never lose the momentum. So like for us, it's not like we're, you know, completely done after one wedding. When we have one the next day, we go to bed, we wake up and we're back in it. You know, like it's, if you had that a day or two in between, it would be different. I think the fact that it's one after another, like you just, I don't know, you keep going.
No, your head, you're just still in the game. Like it's it's like a little bit of a marathon.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we're not going to be a little bit tired, but that doesn't mean like our heads, like if you, I don't know, I think about it like you got to shoot the whole day before I come to shoot your wedding. Like I'm even more prepared because I'm already in that headspace.
Oh, it's so true. Like I honestly think it's like, better to be the second wedding than the, I don't know. Maybe I should say that, but
no, I feel like it doesn't matter. I mean, but I feel like don't stress about it. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing if your photographer's doing two weddings. Like, it just means that they're
not at all.
Also, they're in demand, so that's always a great thing. Obviously, there's a reason people want them and they're busy, so like that's a compliment. You have a good photographer.
And for wedding photographers too, it's like usually you have every single weekend booked. When photographers are able to do double headers, that's one weekend that they can take off in the summer. Because otherwise you get no weekends off. So it's nice from a photographer's perspective to have a double header because you're in it, you're rolling, get those 2 days done, and then you can actually have a weekend. So I'm a big fan, big advocate of double headers. Do you have anything else to say about double headers?
Maybe this is just a me thing, but because we drove from Red Deer to our small town in Saskatchewan that we went and shot the next wedding that morning.
Yeah.
So we had a 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
And for me, I always find driving and going on a nice drive with good music and stuff very therapeutic. So
yeah.
Also, I don't know if that's a nice thing about a doubleheader, but in my eyes, I loved it because I got to 3 hours the morning before the second wedding to just get in the music zone, get inspired. Mm-hmm. We talked about what the plan was for the day, and it literally just helped me also just get ready. So the driving's really nice, and I know some people don't like driving, so they probably wouldn't love that, but I love it. So driving makes me feel so much more calm. So that's something that I love about it because if you're doing a double header where you're in a different spot, it's kind of a nice little excuse time to get ready. And
you get that time. It's almost like a meditative state. But I would always rather drive the morning before a wedding than the morning after. Or drive the morning before the wedding than drive home at night. Because you're tired, obviously, but you're on a high because you're just did the dance and everyone was having fun and you're feeling that energy. But we had a good drive that morning. It did not feel 3 hours.
No, because we were literally just chatting and hanging out and having a good time.
We accidentally left an hour earlier than we had to, but
better
than the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. Better than the opposite. Also, very important when you're traveling and shooting double headers, make sure your times are right.
Yeah. Time zones.
Time zones, especially if you're going across provinces.
Totally.
It happened to me, actually, and it was not a bad way. It went the opposite way, but I was driving to Valmont. I got there an hour early because I forgot that BC was an hour behind or whatever. So I was there an hour early, which is fine. You just get extra time to
get ready. But if it were the other way, that would have been.
Yeah. So, but a good tip, though, if you put your, if you put it in your map, into Google Maps, it will change the time. So it'll tell you the accurate time you're arriving in that province.
Yeah.
But definitely make sure.
So I guess one other thing about hybrid coverage, which is the reason I love it the most, is, I don't know, this is kind of a funny topic, but Jordan, you've worked with videographers before, hey?
Yes.
Yes. So.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. So honestly, videographers are awesome. I have only really had this once. Usually they're really good and you kind of take turns working with a couple, or sometimes they literally will just shoot over your shoulder. And have you had both, or have you had more just shoot over your shoulder?
Most of the ones I don't work with a lot in my area because there's not really anybody, but the ones that I have shot with, they just go they want me to direct and they just shoot over my shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's pretty common. And honestly, for the most part, they're really, really good. But I had one where, it was me and a second shooter, which I usually always have a second shooter. And then it was two videographers and it was just too much. There was four people. We were all trying to work around the couple and the bridal party. And I don't know if, I think it was a new videographer, but they didn't really understand, how I was you take turns or they shoot over, but every shot this videographer got in my shot. So I was spending most of the time editing them out of my photos. And I understand you got to get your shots, but that's why I was offering to take turns. I was why don't I grab this and then you guys can go? Because I saw that they were running in my shots and they're no, we're good. We'll just shoot over your shoulder. And then it's kind of
but you're not shooting over my shoulder.
Yeah. No, you're Like, because, you know, you got to move as a videographer and they would run into the shot or like, and it just, it was so bad. But I think four people, like if you have to have two photographers and two video, that's just way too many people. And you don't feel comfortable because that's like a freaking paparazzi team at that point.
It really is. Yeah.
Because like, you know, that's a whole crew. And for some people, they don't mind. They can act normal in front of the camera, but you know, it can be intimidating and it can be hard to work around each other. And if you're in small spaces or whatever. So I think some, like it can work obviously and whatever, but having two people is like,
also, when you're doing hybrid coverage and it's like somebody that you bring, like you brought me because you like know me and stuff, like it works well because you are communicating and you're able to like say, I'll get out of your shot for this one and I'll come and get my own shot after.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to do that when it's somebody that you don't know and then you aren't used to working with.
Yeah. And you think they're on the same page, but they're not. Because that's really what happened that,
Like it benefits the your couple, like as a couple, it benefits you to have a team come instead of two separate teams because the team that you bring that does both work together versus like, and I'm not saying that like two separate teams can't work great together because most people like it usually works great.
Yeah.
But when you're bringing in a, like a team that already works well together, a photo and video team that already know each other, like it's just bound to be even better then.
And then they, before the wedding, they have a game plan and they know what they do and they know, you know, the whole thing. But when you have two separate companies, and honestly, I still love working with videographers 99% of the time. Yeah. They're amazing and it's fine. But that one time I was just like, this is why videographers get a bad rap sometimes. Like you see on photography groups, people like posting pictures and the videographers are in all their shots and stuff. But like, like honestly, I don't think I have one shot from our doubleheader hybrid weekend where Jordan was in my shot. I was probably in her shot, but...
I also too, when I was shooting with you, it also does depend on what lenses you have, like as a videographer, maybe she didn't, or whoever it was, like maybe they didn't have like good lenses because for me, when Sarah's like shooting pictures with her wide lens, I can use my cropped in lens and get the same shot cropped in and Sarah's nowhere near being close, even though if I used my other lens, she would be.
And then when I, when you had times where you were directing them, you used your 24, like your wider lens, and then you could get that shot. And like we took turns posing opposite. And then I would use a longer lens, a close up lens when Jordan was in close. Right. So you just kind of, I don't know. It's just so nice. I love hybrid coverage. And maybe that's why I love it so much is partly that, but.
I'm so excited to see clips. I know. These weddings that we did. I want to see my handiwork come to life.
No, it was so good. And it's so fun because with photography, you have a story, but with video, you really have a story. Like you have to all day, you're like listening to speeches, listening to letters, thinking like, how am I going to make this a whole story? Whereas photography, it just kind of unfolds for you. But video, you have to like put it together, which is so fun.
Also too, I feel like doing video, I was like definitely more like engaged in the speeches and like everything that was happening during the day. I just felt a little bit more connected, which I kind of talked about before, but like I just felt like very much in it.
True. It's so true because it's your job to put that story together. Right. So you're like, oh, I loved what the dad said in this line of his speech. I'm going to put that at this part of the video. And you start like unfolding it in your head, and even editing the videos is just so, you get so connected to it. It's so fun.
I wanna watch the videos. I came home and watched them all. I didn't put them together or anything. But I came home and watched them.
I'm trying to convince Jordan to offer a videography.
Like, well, it's coming. It's coming.
She's gonna do it.
Listening, it is coming. I just I don't know if I can be a baller and do both at the same time.
But I think you could totally offer like video and do it some weekends and then, cause they're so similar, but like it just itches a different creative part of your brain, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually this weekend I'm shooting, it's funny that it's right here, but I'm shooting Super 8 this weekend. I wasn't so supposed to, but we chatted on the phone and I have an extra roll of film and I'm going to shoot it. So I'm kind of doing hybrid coverage this weekend, which just by myself. So, but honestly, I'm doing photo for the whole day. And then I'm just doing like 2.5 minutes of like their whole day on
Super 8.
So yeah. This little bad boy will be with me all day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
And Jordan already has the Super 8 down. So it'd be fun to incorporate Super 8 and like your camera video.
Yes.
You could make something super cool with that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just fun to play with it and be creative and do different stuff with that, you know? Like,
as photographers, we grow by doing stuff like this. We don't grow by doing the same stuff. We try and, like, even this whole summer, I'm doing, like, these sessions where it's, like, last minute, like, mm-hmm. I'll email people and they, like, they'll book it. And, like, it's, like, we go take pictures, like, randomly somewhere. And I'm doing that not only because I want fun pictures, because it's great and, like, there's not a bad reason to take photos. But, like, I'm also doing it to, like, kind of, like, challenge myself to, like, oh my God, I want to shoot tonight. Like, I have 2 hours to prepare. Like, let's just go do it and challenge myself to, like, be creative and, like, not
prepare. And not get in your head before.
Yes. Yeah. So I had a shoot like that last night. And it was really fun. I did some funky stuff that I've, like, never, like, really played with. But I think, yeah, like, just continuing to practice on that stuff.
Yeah. And did you find after doing video that you shot differently on photo? Because I find that sometimes too, like when I'm doing both, I kind of take pictures more cinematically.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because when you're doing video, I mean, I guess we'll know this, but people might not. But when you're doing video, you always shoot horizontally. You don't shoot portrait. Like I know that on social media right now, it's very common that all your pictures you take like this, you take them like this and it's horizontal, right? But when you're shooting video, you're always shooting them. Or sorry, I was saying the wrong word. Portrait, but
oh yeah,
when you're shooting video, you're always shooting horizontally. Mm-hmm. So that's always I feel like as photographers, I think we always get stuck. I mean, at least I do, but either shooting a lot of portrait photos or a lot of horizontal photos.
Yeah,
and totally. Reminding yourself to like switch it up and changing your angle. I noticed that after shooting video that I'm shooting more horizontally.
Which kind of makes sense. And I always prefer horizontal, but you, like you said, Instagram, TikTok, all these things make us shoot vertically. So it's,
I know there was a freaking phase of my life where I like never took a portrait photo. Never.
Really?
Like, never.
Always
never.
Horizontal?
And then it was like, I was always like cropping to like make them portrait.
Yeah.
And then I just forced myself. And it's crazy because now there's some shoots I literally just shoot portrait. And I'm like, where are my horizontal photos? Like, it's weird how we go through those phases. I don't know.
And see, I feel like I've never consciously really thought about it. Like, I think I have always just flopped. Like, back. And obviously with video, I'm always, I probably do shoot more horizontal. I don't know. I've never really thought about it. It's kind of bad, but. But yeah, I think that's kind of, we just wanted to, you know, we were talking so much before in the last two episodes about the hybrid coverage and about double headers. So we just wanted to kind of explain and hopefully it makes a little bit more sense. I feel like it's still kind of confusing for people to understand how we do both, but yeah.
We're just magic that way.
Yeah, magical photographers.
Yeah,
but we have a fun wedding weekend coming up. I am excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to just like, I don't know, it's a hometown wedding. Like,
oh,
I'm excited
to
not like go anywhere because like I think the last few weddings I've done, I've traveled.
You've been traveling. Yeah, totally.
So it's nice to be home.
Well, and it's common on long weekends, I feel like, for people to do non-Saturday weddings too.
Yes.
It's a little bit more common. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We always love our fans. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. No, we don't have a Facebook page, but everything else.
Should we go on Facebook? Maybe we should make a Facebook page. Oh, we have a website now. Check out our website.
Yeah, actually, you should go check out our website. Sarah did a really good job of making it nice.
Don't want to toot my own horn, but.
No, toot away. Toot, it's really nice.
No, I had fun with it. I love doing that. Like if I didn't do photography, I feel like I would do like web design or something. It's so fun. I just love it.
It stresses me out. I'm glad you did
that. Yeah. I honestly, I just use a template and just went for it. But it's nice to have a space for everything. And
yes, it's 100%.
Well, I'm off to the lake for the night and then wedding time. So
have a great time.
Thanks. I will. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.